بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن البراء بن عازب رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: المسلم إذا سئل في القبر يشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله، فذلك قوله تعالى: يثبت الله الذين آمنوا بالقول الثابت في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة، متفق عليه. Hazrat Bara bin Azib radiallahu ta'ala, the Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, says, when a Muslim is questioned in the Qabr, remember in the Qabr, when a person passes away, there are two angels, Munkar and Nakir, they come to him and ask him, Man Rabbuk, who is your Rabb? Ma Deenuk, what is your Deen? Man Hadha Rajul, who is this person who was sent to you? So he will be asked these questions. Every single person will be asked. But when a mu'min is asked, in the hadith of Rasulullah says, يَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَأَنَّ مُحَمَّدَ رَسُولُ اللَّهُ. This mu'min, this believer, he will be able to answer the correct answer, and he will say that I bear witness that there is no deity worthy of worship besides Allah, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah. So he'll give all the answers to all these three questions, that Allah is my Rabb, my deen is Islam, and this person who was sent to us was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is what Allah ta'ala mentions in the Quran. Allah ta'ala says, يُثَبِّتُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِالْقَوْلِ ثَابِتِ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. That Allah ta'ala strengthens the believers with the kalima la ilaha illallah, that is known as al-qawlu thabit, the firm word. Allah Ta'ala strengthens the believer in this world because of his iman, because of his belief in the kalima la ilaha illallah, and also in the hereafter. Wa fil akhirah, according to mufassirin, most of them say wa fil akhirah refers to the qabr here, and of course in the day of qiyamah. So in the qabr, the person, the believer, will be able to give the right answers. Allah will keep him firm and fixed. Allah Ta'ala will give him the thabat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him the strength. Allah will strengthen him, and he will be able to give the correct answers. So here again, it gives hope to the believers that if you live your life in this world according to the iman, the dictates of iman, amal saliha, then inshallah in the qabr, as Rasulullah has mentioned, that the mu'min and the Muslim will be given the correct answer. Allah will give him the thabat. Allah will give him steadfastness. Allah will give him the ability to give the correct answer in the qabr, also in the world. وعن أنس رضي الله تعالى عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: إن الكافر إذا عمل حسنة أطعم بها طعمة من الدنيا، وأما المؤمن فإن الله تعالى يدخر له حسناته في الآخرة ويعقبه رزقا في الدنيا على طاعته. وفي رواية: إن الله لا يظلم مؤمنا حسنة يعطى بها في الدنيا ويجزى بها في الآخرة، وأما الكافر فيطعم بحسنات ما عمل لله تعالى في الدنيا حتى إذا أفضى إلى الآخرة لم يكن له حسنة يجزى بها. رواه مسلم. In this hadith, Rasulullah explained the difference in the reward of a believer who does any good deeds in this world for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the difference between him and a disbeliever who does any good deeds. Rasulullah says that a disbeliever, when he does any good deed in this world, and of course many disbelievers, they perform some good actions, they give some charity, they join family ties, they help people. So whatever good this believer does in this world, أُطْعِمَ بِهَا تُعْمَةً مِنَ الدُّنْيَا, Allah Ta'ala gives him some sustenance in return for the good deed he does in this very world. So Allah Ta'ala is full of justice. Allah is adal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a disbeliever also a reward in the form of sustenance, but in this world only. وَأَمَّا الْمُؤْمِنِ, as for the believer, Allah Ta'ala stores his good deeds for him in the hereafter. يَدَّخِرُ لَهُ حَسَنَاتِهِ فِي الْآخِرَةِ, and also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards him with sustenance in this world because of his obedience to Allah Ta'ala. So he is getting a double fold reward. One is in the world, he is getting reward. Allah gives him rosy sustenance because of good deeds. And the real reward you get in the hereafter. Whereas the disbeliever will only be rewarded for the good deed he did only in this world, and he will not be given in the hereafter. The other narration says, Allah Ta'ala does not wrong a believer for doing a good deed. He is given something for it in this world and rewarded for it in the hereafter. But as for the disbeliever, he receives sustenance in this world only for the good deeds he has done. And there will be no reward for him in the hereafter. لَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ حَسَنَةٌ يُجْدَى بِهَا And the reason for this is because of iman. When a person has iman and he does amal saliha, then he gets reward in this world and the hereafter. Person has no iman. So whatever good deed he does, he'll only be given the reward for that in this dunya. May Allah Ta'ala increase our iman, give us tawfiq of amali saliha. How great is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are getting sustenance because of our good deeds and iman in this world and in the hereafter. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to understand, make amal wa akhir da'wana. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Subhanallah bihamdi. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك